Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, March 15th, 2018 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. I'm your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. This is part three. Continuing from Monday and Wednesday's series, the title, The Murderous Proxy, U.S. Power Elite, National Military Establishment, Military Industrial Complex, Information Industrial Complex, Market Security State Death Cult, a.k.a. Masonic Brotherhood of Death. This is the ideology and culture, really, that has gripped the nation. There are two disparate classes, and both are shrinking, but the one preys on the other. And some time ago, the predatory class surmised, you know, it was fun for about 150 years to prey on the unwitting masses. And then really in the age of technology and really technocracy, the predatory class decided that, or surmised that it'd be better just to get rid of the unwitting masses, the useless eaters, because they're not even good labor anymore. You know, again, Bill Joy in his April Fool's 2000 Wired magazine article, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, spelled it out. And with curious references to Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines, which cites Ted Kaczynski's manifesto. Those are both in Bill Joy's article, Why the World Doesn't Need Us. And if anyone was in a, anyone had a bird's eye view, it was Bill Joy. And then more recently, of course, True Stream Media, Aaron and Melissa Dykes produced their documentary Obsolete, which everyone should see. And so when folks like Tucker Carlson do shows pointing out that technology, for example, is automation, they say, is eliminating a number of jobs. Oh, but we've heard this before, and, you know, especially for men. That was a segment Tucker did last night. But, you know, they'll find other jobs. That's what we always do. Except they won't, you know. And as I've pointed out, Nobel Prize-winning economist Angus Deaton says that, you know, people keep saying China's stealing all our jobs. Well, Angus Deaton points out that even China is in danger from AI and technological obsolescence, really outpacing technology, outpacing mankind's ability to compete in the workplace. And it's really interesting, you know, one of the premises in Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines was that we would all have to be chipped to compete in the marketplace. I saw a story yesterday. I forget where that was. Grotesque. That there's a new fad, and I'm sure it's propaganda. Embedding, you know, and we've played clips of the folks speaking at tech conferences like gamer conferences and things and saying, look, this is where we're going. We're going from wearables to embeddables. So those, you know, Apple Watches and the Fitbits and all of that, they're going to embeddables. That's what they're doing. That's already been planned. The technology's already being built. And that's disturbing. Let me see if I can find that story real quick. Very, very, just awful, really. Let's see. Oh, I think I know where it is. It's too disturbing not to mention, so it's worth looking for. The picture, I recall, is of someone with a stud in their finger and a diamond poking out of it. And I thought, how does that stay in there? And what happens if it gets caught on something? Very disturbing. Yeah, I can't find it. I'll look for that later. Anyway, there is an ideology that has infected our society and the body politic, and it's a death cult ideology. And the version that we get, the unwitting masses, is one that is sort of suicidal. We're supposed to quietly go away. You know, in Malthusian fashion, you remember Malthus thought it would be a good idea to encourage people to gather in large cities. And you know those little recovery areas, those little wetlands in the cities that always get infested with mosquitoes and things, that they say, oh, that's a compliments of Thomas Malthus. That was his idea. So that, you know, it would keep people sick. And so you create these large, disease-infested urban centers and have people go there and, 0% population growth at some point. It'd be fantastic. And according to the World Bank's numbers, we're below 2%. 2.1% is what it takes to just sustain a population. Every developed nation around the country, around the world. My brain is not working for some reason this morning, I think. Anyway, World Bank. Population growth, annual percentage. Yeah, there's World Bank keeps track of that. Imagine that. World Bank keeps accurate numbers of population growth. Go look. I've mentioned this before. Go look at the population growth annual percentage in parentheses. The address is, maybe I'll throw it in the chat area, but It's data.worldbank.org/indicator/, and the rest is all capitalized. I'm not, that shouldn't matter, but /sp.pop.grow. So sp.pop.grow. And if you go there, you'll see the numbers the World Bank shows, and you'll see that the annual percentage of population growth has plummeted since the 70s, which is interesting because, gosh, what else was happening since the 70s? Oh, yeah, the Club of Rome and Paul Ehrlich's book and, you know, those guys all, you know, Maurice Strong, all these guys plotting together in secret to convince people that, you know, we're all evil and we should just kind of get rid of ourselves. The population growth rate peaked, according to their numbers, and they keep track of from 1961 to 2016. It peaked. 1963, it was 2.073. 1966, 2.1. That's barely enough to sustain a population. 1969, 2.109. 70, 2.089. And then 71, 2.101. That is just enough to sustain a population. That's where you break even year in and year out because of, you know, the mortality rate. And then all of a sudden it plummets. There's a sort of leveling off through the Reagan years, and then it plummets again. It's a very dramatic drop. It's like free fall in the last 40 years. Well, say the last 30 years. Been free fall. Now it's 2016, 1.182. And still dropping steadily. Sort of leveled off since about 2011. But what does that mean and how? Part of it is the things that I mentioned. You know, the weaponization of everything that I mentioned yesterday. And while we're at it, you know, it's pretty much everything. I'll give you a few more. This, again, like yesterday, is by no means a comprehensive list. You know, I could list 6,000 think tanks, NGOs, and NPOs, but here are some other bad guy tools that have been, you know, it's all been weaponized. Some of it was a lot of what is created or what happens is not necessarily intended to be weaponized, but then is subsequently. So let's see, what about, you know, I didn't mention Rand Corporation specifically, I don't think, yesterday, and game theory in particular. So what about Rand Corporation, game theory, Alan Turing and algorithms, John von Neumann and Minimax theorem, Oscar Morgenstern, Lloyd Shapley, Kenneth Arrow, Thomas Schelling, Merrill Flood and Melvin Drescher and the iterative prisoner's dilemma, David Blackwell and the silent duel, Albert Tucker and John Nash and the Nash equilibrium, Herbert Simon, Amos Tversky, Daniel Kahneman and heuristics, satisficing, cognitive experiential self-theory or CEST, Shane Frederick, attribution, substitution, again, Galton, I mentioned Francis Galton yesterday, but, you know, he was responsible for really kind of outlining regression toward the mean, speaking of game theory and all that sort of nonsense. Mimetic warfare, net war. It's funny how the Rand Corporation knew that the internet would be, you know, it would be the go-to place for bad guys, even before it was the internet. I mean, really, before Al Gore knew it was going to be the internet, they were, Rand Corp was writing about it. Imagine that. Countering violent extremism, CVE, another subject Rand knows a lot about, which is interesting. COINTELPRO, of course, Gladio, false flags, stage terror events, and the strategy of tension. Like I said, think tanks, NGOs, NPOs, you know, like the Women's March, AIPAC, ADL, JDL, BLM, SPLC, ACLU. And like I said before, when you see the SPLC and the ACLU trying to hold the line on certain issues, and you go, wow, they're actually right on that one. You know, we've reached a scary point in society. Administrative agencies, same thing. Agenda 21, Agenda 30, the whole green agenda. Again, the Club of Rome, the First Global Revolution, all that nonsense. Disruptive innovation, disruptive technology. Profit times philanthropy equals power, in the words of Gary Allen. You know. Vaccines, I mean, no discussion would be complete without mentioning them. Industrialized farming, you know, big government, big ag, big pharma. GMO, glyphosate, endocrine disruptors, socialized medicine. MSG, processed sugar, processed wheat, processed salt. Stevia and artificial sweeteners, aspartame and acesulfame, mainly heavy metals, opioids and SSRIs, the amphetamines, all of the drugs. There's a massive spike in drug overdoses in the last 20 years. Wonder how that happened. And most of them prescription drugs, high fructose corn syrup, parabens, diet injections and injunctions, as Bertrand Russell put it. Neoliberalism, neoconservatism, multiculturalism, Alvin Toffler, Murray Strong, Amitai Etzioni, Francis Fukuyama, and the Third Way, counterfeit Christianity, more and more. Stick around, we'll be right back after this short break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. So, just to kind of finish that list, yes. These are all things that have been weaponized against us. As one RBN host put it, gosh, I wish I could remember who it was. I always want to remember. But he said, America, your government has been weaponized against you. And that's a fact. And pretty much everything else, I mean, you look around, not to be depressing, but the heavy metals falling out of the sky, that's not good for you. That has a deleterious effect. The leaching of glyphosate, leaching by glyphosate of everything, in your body, in the water, in the ground, in the soil after Roundup has been sprayed. And there are other chemicals, but Roundup is the biggest and most notable culprit. And glyphosate doesn't attack your body's cells, which is great. No, it just attacks your gut bacteria, which is essential for life. And it's does it in a very insidious way, because we can conduct short-term studies and say, oh, look, it's this person's fine. There are no acute symptoms. Well, the problem is it produces chronic illness. In other words, long-term, not short-term. It'll kill you slowly. That way you won't know that it was the Coke or the Pepsi you were drinking. Well, that's a different issue. The GMO crops that you're eating that have been – now they're overspraying – with Roundup, there are crops that are engineered to withstand overspraying because it's used as a crop desiccant or a drying agent so that you get uniform harvest and quickly. How fantastic. Never mind that it'll kill you faster, still slowly, but faster, a little bit less slow. But I digress. Anyway, to Renee's point yesterday, yes, sophism, is another of the concepts that have been weaponized against us. Sophism, neologism, which is was a favorite term of Brzezinski. It's a big new Brzezinski. And, don't get me started. Sophism, neologism, linguistic minimalism, symbolism a la Egypt. You think about it, we're headed back. Speaking of linguistic minimalism meets symbolism, that's where we're headed. And companies like Time Warner Cable don't hide it with the big old Eye of Horus as their logo. And the adulteration of language, a la Toynbee's Study of History, Volume 7, Universal Churches, Chapter 27, The Role of Civilizations in the Lives of Churches, Section 2, Civilizations as Regressions. That's the operative point. So from Plato to Freud to Toynbee to Laban, Trotter, Lippmann, Bernays, Kurzweil, and beyond, to name just a few, these are some of the things that have been weaponized against the people. And, you might as well throw in, like I said, counterfeit Christianity, because it's not real and it's conflated with Orthodox Christianity, which is redundant. You could also throw in Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, Christmas, our own patterns, habits, thoughts, feelings, actions, and behavior. And this is really, I mean, that's kind of, it might sound humorous, but I'm serious. This is how diabolical these people are. This is how really kind of unreservedly evil they are. When you weaponize Santa Claus, I mean, I understand. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to get off on that. And Christmas, you know, and these things are, there is a duplicity and a duality to them, which was, I think, kind of what Renee was speaking to yesterday, the duality of words that are used. And for years, I've talked about that and tried to point out when they say we, like when Barack Obama would say we, he wasn't necessarily talking about you or me. In fact, he probably wasn't most of the time. And we just have to be aware of that. But you shouldn't have to do that. But then that's why the founders warned us, hey, you always got to be on your toes. Always stay on your toes. Why? Because every once in a while, someone will try to pull a fast one. It is just fascinating to me that, you know, we have, there is an oligarchy, a family in particular, the Rockefeller family, the real beginnings of the dynastic oligarchy were with Devil Bill Avery Rockefeller, right? And he taught his son John D. well. He used to cheat his kids, you know, to teach him a lesson. And that was a practice that they all learned, how to cheat people. If you can get away with it, cheat them. That's how you get ahead, which is a concept that was passed down. And there are other folks that grew up the same way. And these people are leading the country. No wonder America acts like sociopaths and psychopaths, trying to emulate these crazy people. And I'm here to tell you, that's probably not a good idea. That's not the World Bank's numbers prove that's not a recipe for long-term success. Even the United States right now is at 1.7% annual growth rate and falling steadily. But what does that tell you? We're not doing well. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Welcome back. I won't continue to belabor this. What I'm trying to explain though is that we really are dealing with a people with whom nothing is sacred. And let me clarify. They believe nothing of yours or mine is sacred. They really believe that. But everything of theirs is sacred. I mean, look at what they've set up. They've created a system that doesn't allow you to inherit or pass on anything, really. You just about can't own anything. It's in very strict accordance to the ten planks of the Communist Manifesto. And, you're free to sit down, shut up, and do exactly as you're told. That's the kind of system that we live in today. We are completely misguided, those who think that we're free. You're not nearly as free as you would imagine. Step back and think about it. You are taxed sometimes to death, sometimes literally. A lot of people are taxed out of house and home these days. They, spend all of their lives. I know several people who worked all their lives very hard by the sweat of their brow. And their labor, exchange their labor basically to live somewhere nice of their choosing and only to be taxed out of house and home, literally. Meanwhile, these guys buy off public serpents, as some people would say. Bill in Idaho used to say that. In exactly the fashion that we were warned, one of the operative quotes as I look for it so I don't misquote it. Yeah. I think it was Andrew Jackson. But it's, I'll save that one. Maybe. Anyway, that concept. I weep for the liberty of my country when I see at this early day of its successful experiment that corruption has been imputed to many members of the House of Representatives and the rights of the people have been bartered for promises of office attributed to Andrew Jackson. But, you know, he said the same thing much more articulately, I would say, in his farewell address, among other places. So this concept outlined that basically we'd be sold down the river by elected officials. But history tells us not to be surprised. History warns us about this. But we went to sleep. We were encouraged to go to sleep. Now we're being encouraged to go to sleep permanently. So we're dealing with a people who believe, they genuinely believe nothing of yours or mine is sacred. In fact, you really don't have anything. Nothing. Not your labor, not your thoughts. It does, none of it belongs to you. But everything of theirs is sacred. That's what they believe. Look what they've set up. These trusts that they maintain in perpetuity, these foundations they maintain in perpetuity, the property that they hold in perpetuity. And now the dead control the earth, the Ivy League pirates with their little flag, the Jolly Roger, stuck all over the world. You know, the Thule Society, the Skull and Bones, all their little Jolly Rogers stuck all over the world. Can you see? And here's what's worse, honestly. I think this is worse. You know, that's fine. If they want to do that, I suppose that's fine. Everyone is entitled to their own predilections as long as it doesn't encroach on others. This obviously does, but, you know, I'll set that aside for a second. But can you see the emulation and manifestation of this despicable concept among the unwitting masses? Can you see the outworking of this among the people, so to speak, the unwitting masses? I can. I certainly can. It's, I mean, I don't even have words. It's so tragic and sad to watch people emulate this. You know, to watch people act like Devil Bill Avery Rockefeller, you know. Hey, I pulled one over on you, sort of, you know, I knew you were going to fail, but, you know, sucks to be you. That's how America is acting these days. That's not America. That's not American. It's patently un-American. Bible talks about grace, mercy, forgiveness, jubilee, not putting your money out at interest. Don't be a usurer. Not to the native among you or the foreign. No wonder these guys want to get rid of the Bible. Well, we can't have that kind of stuff floating around. Those concepts. A year of jubilee. We reset. We can't own everything everywhere. We can't divide up the whole world. No. Every 50 years, we reset. Oh, well, that's just... No. We got to have that book go away. This is what we're dealing with. No wonder in Genesis 6, you know, and of course they are, I would say, the devil's minions. They're conned, they're tools, and then they infect the body politic or the general unwitting masses with this mind virus, heart virus, if you will, and pollute society. And then create problems and blame, you know, you and I, these giant factories that pump crap into the air and planes that fly around, spraying everybody with everything and, you know, Roundup that pollutes the environment, the land, the sea, the water, the air. And then they blame you. It's your breath that's causing it. We need a carbon tax. We need a UN tax. We need all of these taxes. Brian over at High Impact Flicks is right. Taxation is theft. That's what it is. You know, if it's not something that you agree to, what taxes does the Constitution sanction, by the way? Is that all we have in America? Who knows? Who cares? We're too busy dancing with the voice is on. America's Got Talent's on. Genesis 6, you can see why God was so upset, and hopefully people can see this is where we're headed right now. Then the Lord said that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. The Lord was sorry that he made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart to see how such a beautiful creation could be so corrupted. And we get to a point where, like Proverbs says, even the kindness of the wicked is cruel. That's about where we are in America. It's a sad day in America, that's for sure. So have we as a nation, as a culture, been set adrift on a course for destruction? I think the answer is, I think it's a rhetorical question, quite frankly. Here's an excerpt from the Gulag Archipelago, chapter 8. From the beginning of chapter 8, the law as a child. Solzhenitsyn wrote, "We forget everything. What we remember is not what actually happened, not history, but merely the hackneyed dotted line they have chosen to drive into our memories by incessant hammering. I do not know whether this is a trait common to all mankind, but it is certainly a trait of our people, and ours, I would add. And it is a vexing one. It may have its source in goodness, but it's vexing nonetheless. It makes us an easy prey for liars like Devil Bill Avery Rockefeller and his ilk. Therefore, if they demand that we forget even the public trials, we forget them. The proceedings were open and were reported in our newspapers, but they didn't drill a hole in our brains to make us remember, and so we've forgotten them. Only things repeated on the radio day after day drill holes in our brain. I am not even talking about young people, since they, of course, know nothing of all this, but about people who were alive at the time of those trials. Ask any middle-aged person to enumerate the highly publicized open trials. He will remember those of Bukharin and Zinoviev, and knitting his brow, that of Pomparty too, and that's all. There were no other public trials. Yet in fact, they began right after the October Revolution. In 1918, quantities of them were taking place in many different tribunals. So here we are 100 years later. And what's happening in America? You know, we have the same lessons of history. We have the information age. We have information at our fingertips at a moment, literally at the speed of light. Are we better off? With all our getting, as Proverbs says, have we gotten wisdom and knowledge? I want to maybe compare and contrast. Actually, I might save that. I have a word for the kids, the walkout. I'll probably save that till tomorrow. And I want to compare. And I thought it would be fun to compare and contrast Mario Savio's speech at the Sproul Hall sit-in with some of the remarks of these, you know. I understand. You know, I agree with Renee. We shouldn't attack the students, especially since they're just kids and they've been put up to something. But I think they need to be checked. I think they and their parents need to be spanked. I really do. Because what's happening is despicable, and it needs to stop. So in keeping with the theme of the week, I'm going to continue on to the article titled "Ordinary Men, Band of Brothers, Natural Born Killers," which is a great article. And you can find it at spectacle.org, which is a fantastic site, Jonathan Wallace's site, and his story is interesting. And actually, on his homepage, he has a link to it. It says "Blast from the Past: Ordinary Men." So if you go to spectacle.org, you'll see that. You can click on it, and it's he has listed below a 1995 essay on human emptiness. So listen to this. And I mentioned these books on Monday to open this series. Jonathan Wallace writes, Ordinary Men, Band of Brothers, Natural Born Killers. Here is a resonant juxtaposition from two recently published history books. Again, this is 1995. We know people lie easily, like Devil Bill Avery Rockefeller and his ilk. We know people lie easily, but both of the following have the ring of truth. Because the individuals concerned could easily have concocted better, more self-serving stories. The first entry. The shooting of the men was so repugnant to me that I missed the fourth man. It was simply no longer possible for me to aim accurately. I suddenly felt nauseous and ran away from the shooting site. I then ran into the woods, vomited, and sat down against a tree. My nerves were totally finished. Here's the second incident. They got to the farm and without a struggle took the man prisoner. Liebgott interrogated him for 30 minutes, then declared there could be no doubt this was the man they wanted, and he was guilty as charged. They prodded the man out of the vehicle. Liebgott drew his pistol and shot him twice. One of these quotes is from an account of a regiment in the 101st Airborne during the invasion of Europe. The other is from a history of a German reserve police battalion. Are you certain which quote is from which source? The first is from Ordinary Men, Reserve Police Battalion 101st, and The Final Solution in Poland by Christopher Browning, published in 1992, and concerning a policeman named Kastenbaum. Browning studied the records of a series of judicial interrogations of the members of Battalion 101 that took place in the 1960s. His intent was to determine how a group of ordinary middle-aged men from Hamburg, some of whom had worked with and been friendly with Jews before the war, adapted themselves to the executioner's task. The second, in a way more remarkable, quote, is from a less judgmental book, Stephen Ambrose's Band of Brothers, E Company, 506th Regiment, 101st Airborne, From Normandy to Hitler's Eagle's Nest, published in 1992 also. Liebgott, who executes a former Nazi head of slave labor camps, quote-unquote, is an American soldier. Actually, I loaded the dice a little in editing the second quote, Wallace writes. Three soldiers were ordered by their captain to find and execute the Nazi who was known to be hiding nearby. Parenthetically, the Germans had already surrendered. One man decided he would not fire because the captain did not have the authority to order a killing in peacetime. Each of the other two shot the man. In case we try to derive too much comfort from the fact that one of the three Americans decided not to carry out orders, be aware that 12 members of Reserve Police Battalion 101 declined to shoot any Jews, and a number of others, like the one quoted above, quit when killing became too repulsive. However, they had been told there would be no consequences if they refused to kill. Ambrose does not mention if the soldier who refused to shoot had reason to fear any consequences. I'll finish the article when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. So continuing from Jonathan Wallace's article back in 1995, of course, a story like this would not be so surprising from the Korean or Vietnam Wars, which, by the way, weren't wars, were they? Last time Congress declared war was when? December 8, 1941, the day after the staged terror attacks on Pearl Harbor. The high-hop situation. Help it happen on purpose. Oops, did that happen? Time to go to war. It mainly shocks us because almost, or maybe it was more let it happen than help it happen, but it was on purpose regardless. It mainly shocks us because almost everyone agrees that World War II was a just war, reasonably handled. Well, not really. Sort of, you know, it was fomented, and the sides and elements were fomented. Again, speaking of the Rockefeller family and, you know, the Kuhn Loeb connection, the IG Farbens, you know, that were arming the Nazi regime and equipping, you know, and selling them fuel and stuff. The Rockefeller family selling the Nazi regime fuel. You know, their patented additive through the proxy of IG Farben and profiting. And, of course, you know, folks like Prescott Bush getting in trouble for his role in all of this. Had his millions from profiting by war seized by Congress They were frozen, actually, for a time until things cooled off, and then, you know, the Bush family got their stuff back. But so that's what they do. They send you and your sons and daughters off as cannon fodder. You know, as one person observed, war is the only industry where profits are counted in dollars and losses are counted in lives. There are no losses for these guys in war. Because when you get a bird's eye view of what folks like Zbigniew Brzezinski admit, hey, this is what we're going to do. How do you think it happens, just so happens, that these weapons find their way over into Afghanistan to arm the Mujahideen? People know. And you know something's coming. It's insider trading. And so there are rules that say you can't commit insider trading. But that's what these guys do all day long. It's what they do. That's why most people on Capitol Hill are millionaires, which is a point. Gosh, who made that point? You know, that's a quote that I think I've mentioned it before. But I want to say Spooner. It wasn't. I don't think it was Spooner. But, you know, that's what these guys do. No. Maybe, yeah, I think it was Madison in Federalist number 62. Another effect of public instability is the unreasonable advantage it gives to the sagacious, the enterprising, and the moneyed few over the industrious and the uninformed mass of the people. Every new regulation concerning commerce or revenue, or in any manner affecting the value of the different species of property, presents a new harvest to those who watch the change and can trace its consequences, a harvest reared not by themselves, but by the toils and cares of the great body of their fellow citizens. This is a state of things in which it may be said with some truth that laws are made for the few, not for the many. Which is why the Congress critters, most of whom are millionaires, while, you know, again, as Madison points out in Federalist number 62, folks who toil by the sweat of their brow end up with, what do they end up with? Which gets back to my earlier point. While these folks that work hard all their lives, salt of the earth, you know, good-hearted, salt of the earth folks who trade their labor for a piece of land in a place that they love, are taxed out of their homes, while folks who never work an honest day in their lives, soft-handed, you know, amass fortunes and buy people off to amass greater fortunes. But I digress. It mainly shocks us